Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Lincoln Contractors Supply and Fabic Rents, the cat rental store, working together to offer you more. And by Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm, all-natural pork, sausage, or bacon. JonesDairyFarm.com. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is here with me, and we hope you had a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. Hard to believe it's June, which means Father's Day and summer vacations coming soon. Well, it's time now for the Madison Outdoors Report. It's brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, Wisconsin's largest personal injury law firm. They have 11 offices in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. And if you're ever injured in a traffic accident, give them a call at 800-800-5678 or visit HUPY.com. Joining us once again is McFarland guide Ron Bearfield. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dan, for having me.
Hey, how's the fishing been?
Well, it's been pretty good, actually. The weather's finally starting to cooperate a little bit, even though we're getting a little rain here and there.
Mm-hmm.
The water's temperature is getting up to where it should be, this time of year. And the bass have been doing real well, a few pike. Walleyes have been just a little bit slow, but you kind of expect that this time of year. They'll start picking up, as the season progresses here.
Yeah.
But the bass fishing has been fabulous, really. And the crappies are starting to bite. The bluegills are starting to get in that mode. And so finally, our summer and spring are starting to come around.
Yeah, just in time for free fishing weekend. I think that's coming up real soon.
That's right. It is. Yes.
So
that should be a good time for everybody.
Yeah. Now, where are you fishing? Are you talking Lake Wisconsin mostly, or?
I've been fishing a lot on Lake Wisconsin and the river, the Wisconsin River itself.
Sure.
But I'm also fishing. Lake Mendota has been very good.
Oh, okay.
The water finally got to where we need it, and it's up in the mid 60s, the bass really have started biting real good.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Wabisa and Monona one day this week, and the bite was pretty good there. We had several bass, and we also had some northerns. I had one 46-inch muskie, so bite's starting to materialize a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, speaking of muskies, that G. Loomis short stick fly rod that I bought from you, that I used in your boat and just fell in love with it last year. And I would have stolen it from you right then and there, but I know you needed it for the rest of the season. I got to play with it in Indiana. My brother and I fished a muskie tournament down there, and we were the only fly fishermen. Didn't do us any good. We this was a few weeks ago when that terrible cold front came through, the same weekend that Duffy won the muskie tournament on the Madison chain. 30-mile-an-hour winds and cold front. It was just terrible. But I was punching flies out with that short rod, and I really like it. So I'm glad you parted with it. I'll tell you what.
That's a very nice rod. I have a new one we'll have to try out this year, a new 10-weight, 9-foot 10-weight in the Pro 4X. It's not the short stick, but it's a standard 9-foot model.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'll have that in Alaska with me next month.
So, yeah, okay, cool.
Fishing for Chinook salmon with it is what we're going to be doing.
But
that rod, I think you'll like. It's going to throw big flies pretty well also.
Well, don't break it on one of those big kings in Alaska. And if I get out with you after you're back, I'll have to try it out.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll get out and do that.
Yeah. Now, I had had a chance to talk with John Mazurkiewicz, who and Chris, I can't remember Chris's last name, but
Chris Salzman, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. From G. Loomis. They do promotions for G. Loomis, and I told him that I'd bought that rod, and he was just tickled to know that I was fishing with it, so... What about the smaller lakes? Anything from Crystal and those other little lakes around the area?
Crystal Lake, I wasn't on it. A good friend of mine was on there the other day. The panfish bite has been pretty good. The bass have been a little slower there, it seems like. Mm-hmm. They're catching some bass, but they're just not, haven't gotten any of the big fish that they usually catch out of there.
Mm-hmm.
The crappie bite has been real good, and the bluegill bite is starting to get underway. mm-hmm. right now. So.
Yeah, well, good.
And I would expect it to get better here for, you know, as like I say, as the season gets going. Fish Lake right there by it should be equally as good. You know, the fishing should be pretty good there, too.
Yeah, well, good. Now, trout streams have been low, but that's good for hatches and, you know, and late spring fishing. I've been on the road so much that I haven't wet a line in a Wisconsin trout stream yet this spring, if you can believe that. But how about you? Have you been?
That's
out?
Unusual.
I know. Well, not for me. I turkey hunt and then I go steelhead fishing and then I get around to trout eventually. You know, and
right
because I know they're not going anywhere.
The streams, like you said, they're a little low in places. We could use a little more water out there, a little more moisture, but they're actually in pretty good shape. And like you said, the hatches,
mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of small midgey hatches going on. On the Blue River and some of those. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Ron, we'll have to get together when you get back from Alaska, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dan.
You bet. Ron Bearfield with the Madison Outdoors Report, brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, Wisconsin's largest personal injury law firm. HUPY.com or 800-800-5678. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org. So, Jeff, Free Fishing Weekend is next weekend in Wisconsin. Of course, you and I have licenses, so we don't have to worry about that. But anybody who wants to fish or visit a state park or state trail, you can do it for nothing on the second weekend in June. Of course, details at the DNR website, dnr.wi.gov. Do you talk to many people who take advantage of that?
I mean, you get folks from out of town, you know, out of state,
sure.
coming to visit, you know, looking for something to do. You know, it's quite often that, and less now because you don't actually have to go anywhere if you got a smartphone to get a fishing license.
That's true.
You know, there was always kind of like, well, what do we do? Well, I got to go buy a license if we're going to go fish. Yeah. So, you know, now that's that opportunity where you can, that barrier is gone. And gives, you know, adults and some older kids an opportunity to get out and fish, you know, normally you would need a license for.
Right. And kids
and enjoy the state parks and sure. all kinds of things. Yeah.
Kids under 16, of course, don't need a license.
Don't need a
any
license.
Time, but,
yep.
So take advantage of that. Check out the DNR website, dnr.wi.gov. Well, summer is, when does school end for Eileen?
Is wrapped up.
Yeah. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
This is her last week. So she is home free. I guess you could say. Of course, we're going to spend a little bit more time with our son. We got some remodeling projects to do because we've got a daughter on the way, which I don't believe I've actually announced on the air.
Not officially, no. We've kind of hinted at it.
Got a daughter on the way, so we've got some remodeling to do to get ready for the baby. And, you know, just trying to, again, just keep up with maintenance on the house. Mentioned last week, got the boat running, so we're going to get out and do some fishing.
Good.
And we're going to enjoy ourselves this summer. It's you know, it's one of those benefits. My wife works 10, 11 hours a day, you know, at school, and then she comes home, works for a couple more hours. So in the summertime, we finally get a chance to kind of actually hang out, spend some time together that isn't in just in between doing more work.
Yeah. Anybody who has not been a teacher or who has not had a teacher, especially a grade school or high school teacher in the family, you have no idea how much work is involved and how dedicated these people are. You know, they make a decent salary, but they earn every single penny of it.
Yep.
And don't begrudge them a few months off in the summer to catch their breath and to get ready for next year when your kids are going to be back in school. That's
exactly
just the way it is.
Exactly.
You got a due date for this baby?
October 1st is what it's still looking like. That was what it was first predicted, and everything seems on par. She looks healthy and
good.
We're excited. We'll have one of each, a son and a daughter, and
there you go.
The perfect family, right?
Yes, perfect. Yes, all I got to do is stay perfect and grow up to be 18 and get out of the house.
That's
and,
right.
And then come and visit you once in a while and remember you on Mother's Day and Father's Day. And speaking of Father's Day, that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
So. Father's Day, the 19th, folks will be able to get out and do some stuff with Dad. And I think what we're going to do, we'll probably fish. I mean, that's sure. I grew up doing that.
Yeah.
I grew up doing that on Mother's Day as well. But Father's Day, I might grab my dad, my grandpa, my son, and I think we're all going to go fishing. So.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah.
Well, I was gone for 20 days in May, Deadeye pointed out to me. A couple of new kids were born while I was gone, and a couple more due any day now. And so I'm kind of sticking close to home this month. And
probably best.
I don't remember now if I talked about it on the show, but we had one lamb that was born. A tough delivery for her mom. Her mom was like 60. I did mention that.
You did. Yeah. How's that one doing?
She thinks Deadeye is her mom.
Of course.
Yeah. And she's still spending part of the day in the house. yeah. And she's not housebroken yet. No. And I don't think it's going to happen. But, we're trying to teach her. She's a sheep. So she spends some time outdoors with the two youngest lambs who just want to chase her around. But,
sure.
Anyway,
sure. Good deal.
Yeah. So anyway, Jones Dairy Farm, we mentioned, is a family-owned business since 1889. They're best known for their all-natural breakfast sausage, which is made from the original family recipe. Philip Jones's great-great-great-grandmother, I think it was. No preservatives or chemical additives, so you'll find their all-natural pork sausage in the freezer case. You find it in major retailers in Wisconsin and also many of them across the country. And, of course, at their retail outlet in Fort Atkinson. You can find a retailer near you at JonesDairyFarm.com. You can also find this week's recipe at JonesDairyFarm.com. We're going to give away $50 worth of their breakfast meats again this week, and we'll tell you how to enter the drawing a little bit later in the show.
Rick Bellinger, Director of Communications for St. Croix Rods in Park Falls, announces the company's Customer Appreciation Day and factory tours, which I know you had a chance to do while you were up at
Vehicle
Cast and Blast. So we'll hear about that. Rough Grouse Society regional biologist Scott Walter reports on spring drumming counts and brood success. Chef Big Al gives us that Jones Dairy Farm recipe. And Captain Dan Welsh of Dumper Dan Sports Fishing Charters here joins us with a Lake Michigan fishing report off the port of Sheboygan.
And it's time once again for the Sheboygan Area Lake Michigan Report, brought to you by Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters of Sheboygan, on the web at DumperDan.com, and by Pier 17, fine dining on Sheboygan's riverfront, and you can find them online at Pier17Sheboygan.com. Joining us once again is Captain Dan Welch, owner of Dumper Dan's six-boat fleet, the store, the condos, and anything else yet, Dan? You added to your empire there since we talked last?
No, that's it. That's it for now, Dan, but you never know. I mean, we keep expanding every year. So
how do you keep track?
Who knows what's in the future, right?
Yeah, how do you keep track of all that?
I don't know. It's not easy, but we got a good staff of people here, so that really makes it easier on my part. Quite a few people working here with the store, condos, boats, and having a good time down here at Dumper Dan's, and the weather's in our favor as well. 70 degrees outside today, is sunny, lake's calm, and fish are biting pretty good.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask you about. How has the fishing been? We've had a pretty good spell of mild weather after that cold front a week or so ago.
Yeah, it's been consistently warm here, even being on the lake shore. I know as you go inland, it gets warmer yet, but even on the riverfront here at my store and condos, it's been comfortable T-shirt weather, and even shorts at given times. We had 80 here a couple days ago. It's about 70 as I speak right now, and that's warming up the water. I mean, that sun beating on the water and light winds out of the west or out of the southerly direction certainly help us, and water temps did go up a few degrees in the last week. We're reading anywhere from 50 to 54 degrees on the surface right now off the Port of Sheboygan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you catching?
Variety. Actually, the colos, Dan, showed up early, as they did a few years ago. So we're really on track for a good run of colo salmon. I'm kind of in contact with a lot of different charters and fishermen up and down the coast here, and I heard Milwaukee was getting them a few weeks ago, and then Port Washington started seeing the colos, and now they migrated north to our area. We got plenty of bait fish here. They're feeding on them, and we have a real good run of colos here right now, which is earlier than normal, and that's a good thing. So with the mild spring here and the mild winter, you know, our water temps are warm enough, and we got a good run of coho. Along with them, Dan, we're catching rainbow trout, king salmon, and lake trout, too. So it's a good variety of fish. Basically, our June fishery here, you know, the middle to later part of May already.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really good. Now, do those coho stick around all summer and then into fall? I can't remember. Now, when I fished with you in the summer and early fall, we tend to catch Lakers and Kings with occasional cohos. Do they just keep moving north, or are they there to stay, do you think?
They're here to stay for a while till the water gets too warm. That's cohos, you know, they move around quite a bit more than any other fish. I mean, our salmon, kings will stay here, Lakers, rainbows will stay here. They always do. But the cohos, as the water warms up, they'll head north and then they'll head east and they'll suspend out in deeper water. But as you know too, Dan, I mean, the month of June, that whole month into early July, fourth weekend-ish type of area is usually all good coho fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, later part of July, August, we don't see them again until fall when they come in to spawn. So, mm-hmm. you know, plenty of time to cash in on the coho run. They're running good size. They're really our filet mignon of fishing as far as grilling fish. I mean, they're a very tender fish, red, bright meat. They're awesome on the grill. They're good smoked. So they're definitely a fish you want to target. And they're running 5 to 10 pounds a piece. So
oh, nice.
They don't
nice.
Get as big as a king salmon, as you know, but they do run good size, and, you know, they're definitely awesome on the grill. Bright red meat and delicious to eat, definitely.
Yeah. Now, how far out are you going to get these fish?
They're pretty close to shore, actually. I mean, they can be pretty much anywhere throughout the season, you know, the June month, I mean, as far as off the Port of Sheboygan. But right now we're catching them in 50 to 100 feet of water, so about 2 to 2.5 miles offshore. But south of town, we're fishing anywhere from the power plant all the way to Oosburg,
mm-hmm.
Cedar Grove even. So we're running a long trolling pattern north and south to get to these fish. So from the harbor, we're 5 to 10 miles, but offshore, we're only about 2 miles. And then fish will continue to keep moving north, and they'll swing through our harbor area, and, you know, in June and early July, and then we'll catch them north of town. And then, like I said, they'll be pretty much gone for a while. We catch a few here and there, but not consistently.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I would definitely get out here sooner than later, that's
right.
for sure.
Have you got open dates in June?
I do, yes, I do. During the week, we got some open dates yet. Weekends are just about full. Got some Sundays open yet. But, you know, with 6 boats here, we do have some openings yet. Condos are filling quickly, so definitely... phone's been ringing 7 days a week here, so I would call, get your reservation in, so you definitely can cash in on some of this good fishing and good variety. So fun time of year, definitely.
Okay, good. Well, now, Pier 17 is a co-sponsor of this report. I understand you talked to John the other day. I haven't been back to Sheboygan for a while, but I always enjoy a meal there when I get a chance to get into town. What's going on there? Have you eaten there lately?
Yeah, I have, actually. Jenny, I and my 2 boys ate there the other night, spoke with John, and great food. They have a couple different seating areas. They have their fine dining, and then they have their bar room area seating. You can, you know, go from a burger to a nice steak to the ribs to chicken, so a wide variety on their menu of different items for either lunch or for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Big bar area and outside seating. They got great view right along the riverfront. You can see my place from there. You can see the wall up and down the river, and you can see the pierheads, lighthouse, and harbor area from Pier 17. So real nice area to dine. And also, John stopped in the other day, dropped off gift cards. We do have gift cards that we can give to our clients to go over there to save them a few dollars as well.
Nice, nice. Okay. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, and hope that those coho stick around and everything keeps biting, and hope you have a great summer. I know I'm going to get out with you at some point. Haven't got that scheduled yet, but we will definitely do it.
Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to filming with you again, Dan, and fishing with you. And here at Dumper Dan Charters, check out our Facebook page at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, posting pictures and videos daily. Otherwise, www.dumperdan.com or 920-377-1147 to make your reservations today. Thank you.
All right. Great. Thanks a lot, Dan. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
You bet. Dumper Dan Welch, owner of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charter, 6-boat fleet, and he mentioned the website, dumperdan.com, and also brought to you by Pier 17, and their website is pier17sheboygan.com. This was the Sheboygan Area Lake Michigan Report. More Outdoors Radio straight ahead.
Me spells the great taste of Sheboygan. Summer is here, and it's time to fire up the grill for some tasty Miesfeld's brats. They're the best brats you'll ever eat, and Miesfeld's makes 30 varieties of flavored brats like mushroom and Swiss, jalapeno and cheddar, beer butter and onion, apple crout, Reuben, bacon cheeseburger, and cranberry cheddar, just to name a few. And don't forget to pick up some of their famous juicy restaurant steaks and pork tenderettes, too.
Miesfeld's, the great taste of Sheboygan.
You're always welcome in Mercer, Wisconsin. Your destination for four-season outdoor fun. Mercer is Wisconsin's favorite outdoor playground for fishing, hunting, exploring, canoeing, kayaking, and more. Compete in the Kanyak Canoe Kayak Fishing Tournament Labor Day weekend, or come up for the trade show and live music by Joe Bucher and the Top Raiders. Learn more at can-yak.com or call 715-476-2389. That's can-yak.com or 715-476-2389.
Niagara USA is world-renowned as an outdoor playground, starting with its world-class year-round fishing action in the Niagara River, Lake Ontario, and nearby Lake Erie. Salmon, trout, bass, walleye, muskie, if it swims in the Great Lakes, you can catch one on the end of your line. Order your copy of a free Niagara USA fishing and outdoor activities map by calling 888-FALLS-US or checking us out online at niagara-usa.com. Come and feel the real thing at Niagara USA, outdoor fun for the entire family.
Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm's in the studio with me. Our show is brought to you in part by Hupe and Abraham, Wisconsin's largest personal injury law firm. They have 11 offices in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. And if you're ever injured in a traffic accident, call Hupe and Abraham at 800-800-5678 or visit HUPY.com. We're also brought to you by the Rough Grouse Society and the American Woodcock Society, celebrating more than 50 years of habitat improvement for grouse, woodcock, and other forest wildlife. You can learn more on the web at roughgrousesociety.com. And joining us now is RGS regional biologist Scott Walter. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Too bad, any time, Dan. It's another beautiful day here in Wisconsin.
Well, there aren't too many nasty ones. Once in a while, a front comes through, but spring has been pretty mild, and it's been pretty nice for the turkey hunters, although I wasn't successful. How was your turkey season?
Pretty uneventful. We had a couple nice mornings out in the woods, but yeah. Nothing to bring home, though.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I was up north a couple weeks ago, hunting turkeys unsuccessfully also, and I heard grouse drumming every single day. I was actually hunting one or two days on a grouse habitat management property on state forest land, so you would expect to hear grouse there. But are you hearing much for drumming, or have you heard from people who are doing the drumming counts?
I've heard a number of anecdotes from hunters and others, mainly in the northern part of the state, as I've traveled around from town to town, so to speak. And many folks are reporting hearing grouse. You know, it's, some folks suggest they're hearing more than they remember hearing in the past. Others less. But definitely folks are hearing grouse.
Mm-hmm.
It is the season for the grouse to be drumming, of course. So
yeah.
The birds are out there now. In terms of where we are in the cycle, of course, Dan, we rely on the spring drum survey report to come out from the Wisconsin DNR. And I know the survey routes were completed on May 10th, and DNR staff now, I assume, are just compiling the data. And I guess I'd look for that report to come out here in the next week or two.
Okay. Well, if it does or when it does, we'll mention it on the show for sure. Well, but has this been a good spring for nesting grouse and woodcock?
Yeah, so far I think so. You know, we've had the scattered rain shower, but certainly nothing prolonged.
Yeah.
But it's really the weather during June, and primarily the first part of June,
yeah,
that can be important for both those species, both ruffed grouse and woodcock.
Mm-hmm.
When the hens are on eggs, when they're incubating nests, they're fairly secure in that, of course, they're covering the eggs, and cool temperatures, rain doesn't really have an impact. But when those chicks hatch and they start moving around, prolonged periods of cool, wet weather can kill those chicks and cause some elevated mortality. So the next couple weeks, given that most grouse nests in Wisconsin are going to hatch around the 1st of June, give or take a week,
yeah,
the next couple or few weeks are going to be pretty important.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's too early then to talk about fall hunting, but what do you say to people when they say, well, how's the hunting going to be this fall? What do you say this time of year? Or do you just scratch your head and say, wait?
Well, it depends on how specific they want their answer to be, but generally I tell them that a bad day hunting is better than a good day at work any day.
Yeah, we know that.
And there are always going to be grouse out there, and one thing I always do tell people is regardless of where we are in the cycle, the grouse are going to tend to concentrate in the best habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the last few years we've been near the low part of the cycle, but many hunters in northern Wisconsin have reported really good grouse hunting, and it's because they've taken the time to identify and key into those really high-quality habitat patches,
mm-hmm,
and therefore they have good hunting year in and year out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if the number of drummers I heard up north is any indication, of course, this was aspen cut over, and as I say, land managed specifically for grouse, I heard several drummers every day, and that's always encouraging.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point, Dan. I think that really emphasizes the importance of habitat. A lot of times folks get maybe a little too focused on weather and, you know, what they're hearing from their friends about the grouse cycle. But the key is really habitat. And you mentioned having visited a cooperative rough grouse woodcock management area during your turkey hunt. The Rough Grouse Society and American Woodcock Society are key collaborators on the management of those lands. So, you know, we put the habitat out there, and it's good to hear that the grouse are responding as we hope they would.
Yeah. Now, if people want to have private land managed, do you cooperate with private landowners as well?
Absolutely. Anybody that's got a chunk of land in grouse range that would like some advice, of course, there are local sources of assistance, local DNR biologists, DNR foresters, et cetera. But if they'd like a little input from me, I spend quite a bit of time, especially this time of year, walking through individuals' land holdings and giving some advice about what they might do to benefit grouse and other wildlife as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and folks can contact you through the RGS website.
Absolutely. You bet.
All right. Well, Scott, we're going to let you go, and let's keep our fingers crossed for good brood rearing. Excuse me, good brood rearing weather for grouse and woodcock, and we'll talk to you again as summer winds down, so we can get an idea of what to look for fall hunting.
Sounds good. I look forward to it, Dan.
All right. Scott Walter, regional biologist for the Rough Grouse Society and the American Woodcock Society, and their website, as I mentioned, is roughgrousesociety.org. I think I said .com at the outset, but it is roughgrousesociety.org. And we're also brought to you by Hupie and Abraham, Wisconsin's largest personal injury law firm with 11 offices in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. on the web at HUPY.com, or you can call them at 800-800-5678. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org.
Niagara USA is world-renowned as an outdoor playground, starting with its world-class year-round fishing action in the Niagara River, Lake Ontario, and nearby Lake Erie. Salmon, trout, bass, walleye, muskie, if it swims in the Great Lakes, you can catch one on the end of your line. Order your copy of a free Niagara USA fishing and outdoor activities map by calling 888-FALLS-US or checking us out online at niagara-usa.com. Come and feel the real thing at Niagara USA, outdoor fun for the entire family.
You're always welcome in Mercer, Wisconsin, your destination for four-season outdoor fun. Mercer is Wisconsin's favorite outdoor playground for fishing, hunting, exploring, canoeing, kayaking, and more. Compete in the Kanyak Canoe Kayak Fishing Tournament Labor Day weekend, or come up for the trade show and live music by Joe Booker and the Top Raiders. Learn more at can-yak.com or call 715-476-2389. That's can-yak.com or 715-476-2389.
Summer is here, and it's time to fire up the grill for some tasty Miesfeldt's brats. They're the best brats you'll ever eat, and Miesfeldt's makes 30 varieties of flavored brats like mushroom and Swiss, jalapeno and cheddar, beer butter and onion, apple kraut, Reuben bacon cheeseburger, and cranberry cheddar, just to name a few. And don't forget to pick up some of their famous juicy restaurant steaks and pork tenderettes too.
Miesfeldt's, the great taste of Sheboygan.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
It's time now for the Cooking Corner, brought to you by Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm, all-natural pork, sausage, or bacon, available at all major food retailers in Wisconsin and many in neighboring states as well. You can learn more at JonesDairyFarm.com. And joining us once again from the exclusive hunting club near Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, is our good friend Chef Big Al. Al, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, it has. Well, the weather broke. See, now it's nice and warm out. I'm ready to start cooking.
Well, that's good. It's, you know, and a lot of turkey hunters have been successful. Some of us were not too successful this year, but we've got a recipe that's another great combination, wild turkey, bacon, and pasta. What do you think about this dish? Do you is this an easy dish to do, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's an easy dish, Dan. I mean, pasta's easy to cook, and you know, you're using Jones's hickory smoked bacon, which is real simple to cook up.
Mm-hmm.
In the recipe, though, they call for pippinini mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a woody tasting mushroom, but you know, it's morel season, so I think a lot of guys could use morels in this, so it's great.
Okay.
They're a wonderful
additive
to the morel mushroom.
I was going to ask you about that. Now, this is a pasta dish, so let's first go over for folks who are not pasta chefs or they don't cook it very often, what's the secret to good pasta?
The good secret is not to overcook it or undercook it. You know, I've always found by following the directions on the box works great. Mm-hmm. You know, your pasta comes out just the way you want it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the easiest way to cook pasta.
All right.
You boil it just like they tell you on the box, and it works perfect.
Okay. And this is rigatoni mm-hmm. pasta, but you could substitute other pasta types as well, I suppose.
Sure. I don't see why you couldn't use, like, a mozzarella in there,
mm-hmm.
which is similar to a rigatoni.
Yep.
Or, you know, I forget what they call it, but it looks like spirals.
Yeah.
Or remember the old Slinky?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
looks like the old Slinky type
sure.
of pasta.
Yeah. All right.
You know, and that always works really good, too.
Well, this is essentially three steps. You got pasta, meatballs, and tomato sauce. And the pasta, like you say, follow directions. Now, for the meatballs, what are the steps for the meatballs?
Well, first of all, you want to grind your turkey like hamburger. You know, get it ground up.
Okay.
And then you put an egg in there, and you want to put like a quarter cup Parmesan cheese for flavor. Throw in some, parsley if you want to chop it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Half a cup of the breadcrumbs, garlic, and salt and pepper. And then what you want to do is mix it all together, just like you would a meatball can.
Uh-huh.
And the reason you add the egg and you add the breadcrumbs is so it holds that form. You know, it keeps everything stuck together.
Sure, sure.
And by adding, the garlic and that gives it a great flavor.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then you're going to...
And then what you do is fry them up.
Uh-huh. So you're going to cook them. And, of course, we cook some bacon as well. That's the bacon's mm-hmm. in the sauce, though, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. Yep. You're going to mix the bacon. You want to, when you're frying that, so you don't want to get too crispy. I like my bacon a little on the rarer side. It's up to you. It's different to what you like.
Uh-huh.
But I like mine a little bit on the rarer side. And then you're going to mix in the other ingredients, like the garlic in that. And, you add the tomatoes. And you let everything simmer and thicken. And you mix it all together. And you add the ricotta and the Parmesan. And it makes for a great, great dish.
Uh-huh. Okay. And this would, with a pound of ground turkey and a pound of rigatoni, how many people do you think this would serve?
Oh, I would say 6 to 8 people easily it should feed.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to add a salad, I'm sure, with the dinner, and you're going to add, you probably want to cook up a good bread or a good garlic bread to serve with it.
Sure.
Just put some garlic bread, throw some mozzarella cheese, a nice Italian salad. This would be a great dish, just a great dish.
Yeah, okay. Well, this would be a mm-hmm. great one to, if you're invited to a potluck or something. You could bring a rigatoni
sure.
with turkey and Jones Dairy Farm bacon. It would be unusual. I think you'd probably be the only wild turkey and bacon casserole at a potluck supper.
Exactly. It would go good in a wild game feed. A lot of people have never used pastas like this in wild game cooking, which is
mm-hmm.
great.
All right.
Like I said, if you had the additive of morel mushrooms in there, holy smokes, don't get any better, does it?
Absolutely. Well, Al, we're going to send folks to the Jones Dairy Farm website for the complete details on the recipe, because I know that they can't write them all down as we're talking about it. And also, this is the week that we do another giveaway, $50 worth of Jones Dairy Farm breakfast meats delivered to your door. To enter the drawing, you call 414-297-7554. Or email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. Just leave your name and number and mention the Jones Dairy Farm giveaway. That's 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, Al, we're going to talk to you again in probably a few weeks. We're going to get back to Sean, I think, next time, and then we'll come back to you maybe for a fish recipe. But meanwhile... I hope everything's well there at the Exclusive Hunting Club, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and doing a little hunting on your place this fall.
That'll be wonderful, Dan. It's always a pleasure to have you out here, my friend.
Well, and
I appreciate everything you've done.
Well, and I appreciate everything you've done for us. As folks may have heard earlier in the year, you were the guy who really connected us with Jones Dairy Farm folks, and we're grateful for that. So thanks again for the great recipe. We'll talk soon. This was the Jones Dairy Farm Cooking Corner, brought to you by Jones Dairy Farm. All natural pork, sausage, or bacon, available at all major food retailers in Wisconsin and many in neighboring states. JonesDairyFarm.com is their website to get in on the drawing. Give us a call at 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org.
Niagara USA is world-renowned as an outdoor playground, starting with its world-class year-round fishing action in the Niagara River, Lake Ontario, and nearby Lake Erie. Salmon, trout, bass, walleye, muskie, if it swims in the Great Lakes, you can catch one on the end of your line. Order your copy of a free Niagara USA fishing and outdoor activities map by calling 888-FALLS-US or checking us out online at niagara-usa.com. Come and feel the real thing at Niagara USA, outdoor fun for the entire family.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is in the studio with me, and our show is brought to you in part by St. Croix, the best rods on earth, handcrafted in Park Falls, Wisconsin, and on the web at stcroixrods.com. And joining us now is a gentleman I've known for many, many years. I've had a lot of dealings with him because I use a lot of St. Croix rods. He is the promotions manager for St. Croix, and his name is Rich Belanger. Rich, good to talk to you.
Dan, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, I had a great visit to your factory last week during the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Cast and Blast. Actually, it was a couple of weeks ago now. I was impressed with the detail that goes into making those rods. I knew they were handcrafted. I knew they were made here in the United States, but I was just blown away, as everyone was. You guys really know how to do it.
Boy, it gives you a whole new appreciation when you can see every step involved and, you know, from start to finish on the rod itself. I mean, it's quite an undertaking, as you saw. And it was great having you guys, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a good crew.
It was, this was some of the top outdoor writers in the Midwest, and we were there to fish and hunt for a few days. And We did a lot of both, and the fishermen had a great time. The turkey hunters had a rough time of it, but that's the way it goes. Now, tell us a little bit about how your rods are built without going into every detail on every rod. So what do you start with?
Well, you know, with St. Croix, and most people that are familiar with our brand know that we're up here in the north of Wisconsin. We've been up here since the early 50s producing rods one at a time. We do everything here at this location, from the design to the build to the test to the marketing, until we finally get that rod, that product, out into the hands of the consumer. It starts out with raw carbon fiber and sheets, and then rolled on a mandrel and baked in an oven, painted, guides installed, handles installed, labels tested, shipped out, ready to go.
And it's
quite a process, and you saw that. About 32 different sets of hands will go on that rod from start to finish.
Yeah, that's the part that amazed me, is, first of all, that it's all by hand. The winding is done by hand, the painting, applying of the logo decal even is done by a person who lines it up and you know, pushes the rod into that little slot, and bingo, out comes the rod with the logo on it.
There's very little automation in fishing rod assembly. Very little.
Mm-hmm.
It's all hands on.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of companies have gone overseas to make rods, and you don't do that. And why is that?
We don't do that because it's very difficult to control what you get, because a lot of guys that are shopping overseas rods are buying from a manufacturer, so they don't have any control over what's actually being done over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard to manage from a quality standpoint, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that stuff's bad. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that's coming in these days, but we like to design our own stuff and build our own stuff rather than rely on a company to produce something for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
that way we're in control of it. We know what we've got, and
mm-hmm.
we know what the consumer's going to get.
Mm-hmm. And you make every kind of rod imaginable, from ice fishing rods to surf casting rods. Now, Jeff is a big ice fisherman.
And I have multiple St. Croix ice fishing rods. You know, the best part
thanks,
of the legend rod, I mean, is the spring. I mean, it's, you know, that's why I think guys flock to that that type of rod. But even some of their other series of ice rods these days without the springs are just amazing. It's, you see the quality built into them.
That spring bobber system's not even fair to fish with.
It's not.
And we saw a lady actually building ice rods with those little spring bobbers for next year. You know, Jeff was on the USA ice fishing team, which is the equivalent of the Olympics. He was in Kazakhstan in February, and he's
Ukraine in February.
I'm Kazakhstan was several. I can't keep up with the guy. Kazakhstan, and then Warsaw, and Ukraine, and U.S. did not win, but the guys had a great time. And
you guys put on a tremendous showing every year. I mean, you're going, you know, the Team USA is a tremendous team, and they're up against the best of the best in the world.
Yeah.
USA puts on a great showing every year in that event.
Yeah, and Jeff was the top angler in the tryout, so he was like the number one, team leader, at least going into it. That's not the way it came out, but that happens.
It definitely happens in tournament fishing. I've done enough of that.
Yeah. So now,
well, congratulations, Jeff, on making it to that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's a great representative of the United States, and he's going to take a year off because there's a new baby on the way, but he's looking at 18, right? 2018,
yeah,
maybe?
2018. I'll be back at it.
Yeah, good. So, well, now, I got to see how these rods are made, and some of us actually, some folks took a lot of photos, but you've got a deal now for anyone to come in and see, get a tour of exactly what we saw, a factory tour. Tell us about that.
We've gotten a tremendous amount of questions over the years, you know, wherever we are, when we're at sports shows, whether we're in our own store here, wherever. Consumers are always asking, do we give tours? Can I go in and see how those rods are made?
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't been geared up for it until about the last 12 months where we started to really put some thought into this and get it laid out and work out the logistics, and we're ready to go public.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not concerned about somebody stealing your secrets?
Well, they're not going to be able to see everything.
Okay.
Not quite everything. Yeah. I mean, the design lab and things like that, where all the proprietary things are going on, that stuff will remain off limits. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you're going to be seeing 80% of what we do on a daily basis here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those tours, we're going to give those tours Monday through Friday.
Yep. And it's about a 90-minute tour, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Yep. There will be a limit on the size.
Okay.
And we're going to try to keep that limit at about 10 per day.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start May 1st, and we're going to run that daily through September 30th, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday.
So it's already underway then. We were not the first people to get the tour.
Well, we were shooting for May 1st. We wanted to run May 1st, but we're still running just a hair behind. But we're very close right now.
Yeah, okay.
That was the target.
Uh-huh.
So you were on the inaugural event.
Ah, okay. All right. So we were the first people, the public people, to see how those rods were put together. That was, that's historic, really. So if people want to take advantage of this opportunity to tour the plant, and, of course, the tour ends in the retail outlet where people have an opportunity to buy a rod, and I spent a few bucks there. I know a lot of our fellow writers did. I needed some new clothing, so I did that. And so how do they sign up for this tour, Rich?
Well, there's two ways to do it. You can go on our website, and there'll be a button on there, Factory Tour,
mm-hmm.
at stcroixrods.com. Or they can call us directly at 800-826-7042.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And get signed up.
Okay. And again, limited to 10 people per day. You have a small group, if you have a family group, you can bring that group along, or you can just tag along with a larger group, right?
Correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but they do have to make a reservation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can't just show up.
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Now, there'll be a few instances where, if there's a group of nine ready to go and mm-hmm. there's somebody in there that wants to go, yeah, we'll add them
mm-hmm.
without a reservation. But for the majority, you're going to want to get that reserve spot up front.
Yeah, okay. And then one other thing before we let you go, on June 18th, that is a Saturday, that's Father's Day weekend, the day before Father's Day, you've got a customer appreciation day. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a day where we really open the floodgates on some special pricing on some stuff to really just say thank you to all our customers that are able to make it up here on that day. It's in the store only. It's not on the website, so you have to be here for the event. But we'll have a couple of giant tents set up, and there'll be lots of really good stuff available at some pretty reduced savings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There'll be celebrities. We'll have Joe Booker here from Fishing with Joe Booker. And then we'll have Al Lindner, James Lindner, Jeremy Smith from Lindner's Angling Edge TV show. A few other celebrities on hand. I'll have Steve Heiting here from Muskie Hunter.
Nice. Nice.
It's going to be quite an event.
All right.
It's our fourth year of this, and mm-hmm. it's really grown the last couple of years.
And is that one that we can just walk in? We don't need to sign up ahead of time.
Come on in with the other 3,000 to 4,000 people that are coming.
Yeah, that'd be great. And you got food there as well, right?
Yeah, from 10 to 2.
Yeah, super. Well, Rich.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
You bet.
Good. Well, we got to move on, so I appreciate your time, and we'll send folks to your website and hopefully send some folks up there to tour the plant and to come up and save some money and see some things on Customer Appreciation Day as well.
That sounds great. I appreciate it, Dan. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. We'll be in touch soon, Rich. We hope to continue this promotion, and at least for the next couple of weeks, we'll be letting people know that they can come up there for Customer Appreciation Day.
That's great. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Rich Belanger, he is promotions manager for St. Croix Rods in Park Falls, Wisconsin, up there in Price County. And this was brought to you by St. Croix, the best rods on earth, handcrafted in Park Falls and on the web. You can find them at stcroixrods.com. I'm Dan Small with Jeff Kelm. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
You're always welcome in Mercer, Wisconsin. Your destination for four-season outdoor fun. Mercer is Wisconsin's favorite outdoor playground for fishing, hunting, exploring, canoeing, kayaking, and more. Compete in the Kanyak Canoe Kayak Fishing Tournament Labor Day weekend, or come up for the trade show and live music by Joe Booker and the Top Raiders. Learn more at can-yak.com or call 715-476-2389. That's can-yak.com or 715-476-2389.
Sheboygan. Summer is here, and it's time to fire up the grill for some tasty Miesfeldt brats. They're the best brats you'll ever eat, and Miesfeldt makes 30 varieties of flavored brats like mushroom and Swiss, jalapeno and cheddar, beer butter and onion, apple kraut, Reuben, bacon cheeseburger, and cranberry cheddar, just to name a few. And don't forget to pick up some of their famous juicy restaurant steaks and pork tenderettes, too.
Miesfeldt, the great taste of Sheboygan.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks again for joining us on Outdoors Radio. We got to complete today's show. Well, we're glad you joined us. We are brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Lincoln Contractor Supply and Fabic Rent, VCAT Rental Store, working together to offer you more, and by Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated, making all-natural pork breakfast sausage since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm products. For a retailer near you, visit jonesdairyfarm.com.
And a lot of folks listen to us on the air, but many folks as well listen to us online or with an app, and you can download an app that gives you our show and a whole bunch of Canadian shows from the Reno Viola Radio Networks. Just go to WRVOradio.com. You can download the app to listen to our show and a bunch of Canadian shows anytime you like. Well, speaking of our show, our other show, Outdoor Wisconsin, the TV version of what Jeff and I do, next Thursday, June 9th, on Milwaukee Public TV and other stations around the Midwest at different times. You'll have to check your local schedule. I'll join three generations of the Klatt and Vanderhye families for a gun deer hunt. We'll follow two sisters as they compete in the Queen's Cup sailboat race from Milwaukee across Lake Michigan. And, Jeff, you're going to visit the Boston School Forest with some third graders. I bet that was exciting.
Yeah, it was quite fun. It's something my wife gets to do every year, actually, with her third grade class. So yeah. Now I got a chance to experience it as well.
Cool.
So if you missed anything on this week's show, you can go back and listen to it on LakeLink. It's lake-link.com/DSO radio. And you can catch up with Dan all week long on Facebook. Just search for Dan Small Outdoors.
Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned business since 1889. Their wonderful breakfast sausage made of pork on the using the original family recipe is available at most retailers in Wisconsin and many across the country in the freezer case because it has no preservatives or chemical additives. It's all natural. You can find a retailer near you at Jones Dairy Farm. .com. And we are giving away $50 worth of Jones Dairy Farm breakfast meats. And to get in on that drawing, all you need to do is call us at 414-297-7554 or email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. That's 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Jones Dairy Farm giveaway. Our theme music by Warren Nelson. You can learn more at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm. Remember, next weekend is free fishing weekend and free admission to all state parks and trails. Details at dnr.wi.gov. Join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.